The meeting of the Chicago State University Board of Trustees will reconvene. Mr. Lucy, you have the resolutions for us today, and I'd like to state that the board took no action in executive session that requires a vote or a discussion in open session.
Thank you, Chairman Young and trustees. I bring before you today a resolution regarding the student health insurance. Currently, United Healthcare Insurance Company is our underwriter for our student health care. Previous to this meeting, the board approved a premium increase of 14.10% for academic year 2016 and 2017. Subsequent to that, we did additional due diligence and we determined that we were able to basically have the same coverage and switch carriers with Aetna Health Insurance with less than a 1% increase for the academic year 2016-17 and a rate increase cap of 12% for the academic year 2017 and 2018. So given the substantial savings to the students, because that's a pass-through expense, our recommendation before you today is that we approve Aetna Health Insurance as our provider for our student health insurance.
Approximately how much money will this save the students this coming year?
For each student, it's approximately $146.
I so move.
I second the motion.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Fation?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
Okay. The second resolution is for the transfer of real property to the to the University Foundation at Chicago State. We've identified 20 properties, including the president's residence, which specifically was purchased by the Chicago State University Foundation in 1971 and sold to Chicago State University through the Board of Governors in September 1987 for $1 plus all necessary expenses incident to the transfer of title. At this time, we are recommending the transfer of this property in addition to 19 other properties to the University Foundation at Chicago State, and these properties, it should be noted, were purchased with funds that were not appropriated by the state in any way, so those are unrestricted assets. And the total value at this time for this transfer is $8,591,516, and that includes the insurable building values and the purchase prices for the lots and land.
Questions or comment from board members?
These are, other than the president's residency, there's a lot of vacant lots involved.
Yes,
here.
There are, I believe, 15 vacant lots.
I make a motion.
I so move. I second the motion.
Okay. Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Fation?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Smith? Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Lucy.
Thank you very much.
At this time, we'll have public comment. I'll remind the public that the comments should be limited to 2 minutes and that we don't discuss personnel matters in public. Darren Martin.
Thank you, members of the board, members of Chicago State community, faculty and staff. Thank you for giving me this time. What I want to thank you all is thank you all for naming the Babakwesi Ronald Harris Center after Ronald Harris, our late great mentor and director of the African American Male Resource Center. And one thing that I want to let you all know to understand is this was a man that was a father to many men when we didn't have men in our communities or in our households. He mentored us. He guided us. In the old African proverbs, there was a ritual that men had to take in order for them to become men. Well, since we didn't have that ritual here in the United States of America, Baba gave us that ritual. He anointed us to point and power to become men that we needed to be. He guided us down that path. I remember when he anointed me as a public speaker by giving me the opportunity to speak out at the Million Man March in October of 2015 on behalf of Chicago State University. So these are the things that we know that Chicago State does for us as students and as student leaders. And we want you all to thank you. We want to thank you all for what you all have done for us and continue to push us to be student leaders.
Andre Fredericks. Landis Houston. Aiden Mercado. David Ellis. Jamal Morris. Tim Lee. Mataya Marsh.
That would be Matoya.
Matoya, excuse me.
Good afternoon, trustees and Chicago State University community. Matoya Marsh, Director of Student Activities and Student Leadership here at Chicago State University. Just want to take the time to say thank you for accepting the proposal that was presented by Timbo this morning. Those young men worked extremely hard, and it is a very, very difficult time, not only for them, but for us who have worked with Kwesi very closely. And we understand the work that he has done, and he has charged all of us with continuing to do the work. So we just want to say thank you for recognizing his work. I spoke with his wife this morning, and she said that that just made her day. So I wanted to make sure that I expressed that to you all. So thank you.
Thank you.
Ray Violet.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Ray Violetto. I am a union representative for the lieutenants, the sergeants, the patrolmen, and the telecommunicators at the University Police Department. I'd like to start off with saying that today I'm kind of disappointed that I'm here because I have reached out to the board, I have reached out to the president, and I have received no correspondence back. And at this time, is on behalf of the officers at the University Police Department, is I want to bring to your attention that the officers and the patrol and the command staff has lost faith in Police Chief Walsh and her abilities to lead at the university here. She spends 90% of her time behind a closed door. She does not give her staff direction. She does not communicate or disseminate information. She does not make decisions without consulting with the prior chief, Ronnie Watson. She gives her secretary power over police personnel. She reserves supervisory roles. She reversed supervisory roles, placed all the junior sergeants over the senior sergeants. She has laid off police officers and brought in Chicago Police Department and Illinois State Police to patrol in the campus. She has placed police personnel as well as the entire campus at risk by continually understaffing at events. She has jeopardized the Clery compliance officer and refused to work with already Clery trained personnel. She continually violates the contract. She has yet to establish a clear, consistent chain of command. She refuses to meet with her staff, and she has been retaliatory in some of her decisions, and she has destroyed the morale of the officers that work for the university for the safety of the students, the faculty, and the staff. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
100% of the patrol staff signed the no confidence vote, from lieutenant all the way down to telecommunicator. That would be 28 individuals in all.
Thank you.
Ishmael Reyna.
Does that work?
Yeah.
I'm Well, first of all, I want to thank God for the opportunity to be here one more day, and I will proceed. Mr. President, Chairman, Esquire Cage, honorable and distinguished members of the Board of Trustees at Chicago State University, it is an honor and a privilege to be here. Thank you for the opportunity to publicly comment. 2 years ago, I left to care for my father and mother in Greenville, South Carolina, after completing my duties here. There have been many moments of great sadness and emotion that would paralyze an average person's efforts. But as I recalled the great and some of the not so great memories as a student trustee, I drew my strength from all of you, strength from all of the words of wisdom you bestowed on me and all your selfless acts of kindness. Just as the prodigal son returned home, here I am to remind you of what a great home this is to return to. And this house must remain open for all to come home. In the same manner that I went home to honor my mother and father, I came here today from South Carolina, 704 miles away, to honor you, all of you, every single one of you, to remind you, congratulate you, uplift you for the contributions you have made to help students like me on behalf of all the students I represent and the communities we serve. It can all be traced back here to my educational mothers and fathers. On June 1st, 2016, I was accepted to medical school. So I want to say, may God bless all of you abundantly, your families, people you interact with. May you be freed of anything that causes you pain, disease, or distress. I stand here today and publicly proclaim that he has answered my prayers, and he will answer yours, my CSU beloved family. Before I conclude, I would like to dedicate this in the memory of Kwesi and people like Kwesi and those that came before us and paved the way for a son of a Mexican immigrant to stand before you empowered through education. For the Kings, for the Malcolms, for the Chavezes, for the Villas, and the Zapatas, I want to thank you for all of your selfless and loving contributions. I will honor your examples by doing my very best.
Amen.
Before I entertain a motion to adjourn, I would ask for all the board members if they could hang around for a few minutes. I see that our chairman of the foundation committee has members of her development team that I believe are some of whom from out of town, and she'd like us to meet them all. So if we could stay for just a few minutes. But at this time, I'll entertain a motion to formally adjourn the meeting.
So moved. And I second the motion.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Fation?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Think we could get them back there? Can everybody go back to the conference room for 5 minutes?
Oh, no.
Reverend Hatch?
Hey,
you got 5 more minutes?
Sure.
Go back to the conference room. Mike, you got 5 more minutes?
Is Chicago here?
Okay.
You want to sign after this?
I'll sign my line.